of it all is that you just don't realize how much I love you.
And you could pretty much use that as the theme for Classic Clapton. I was privileged last year at the Middlesbrough Theatre to actually see the band in action, and it is absolutely sensational and superlative and just generally wonderful. As doubtless if you've ever attended a Classic Clapton gig, you will know that astoundingly so popular was the actual CD. We couldn't even find the whole thing with respect to the studio. So we played Eric Clapton there for a moment as a little tribute. Eric Clapton as a tribute to, obviously, Classic Clapton. We're delighted, of course, to welcome the ace genius and guru magician and a musician extraordinaire behind Classic Clapton to talk about Massam and a whole heap of others. Mike Hall, welcome. Welcome back to the airwaves. How
Hello,
are you,
Alex.
Sir?
Nice to speak to you again.
Well, likewise. When last we spoke, of course, it was in the Middlesbrough Theatre. I think you were right
yes,
in the midst
that was
of...
last autumn. Was it about October?
I know. And here we are again. Obviously, huge success at the annual Christmas festival at the Sage Gateshead, which was, I think, went very well at that sort of particular routine. And now we think about sheep, because that's what Massam is mostly famous for, actually.
Yeah, the Black Sheep Brewery.
Exactly. Yeah. This is it. But even more so, finally, Massam have realised in Massam Town Hall that on Friday, the 11th of March, it's time to actually bring more culture to the whole city and bring a whole variety of things. And that's where Classic Clapton will be performing once more.
Yes. We've played there once before, 2008. It's a lovely part of the world. I once actually... had a little mini holiday in Massam many, many years ago, and love that part of the world.
So have you actually seen the sheep racing there? Because that was one of the things we covered a few years back, and it was astonishing. You know, they take their sheep races extremely seriously.
Oh, right. I didn't realise that. I know they're very famous for the steam engine rallies.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
one thing.
Yeah.
And I knew about the there was originally the Theakston Brewery, and then now the also the Black Sheep Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know about the racing sheep, no.
Yeah, well, there we are. I'm just thinking it could possibly be a Massam mashup, Classic Clapton, with some racing sheep on the stage as well. Just
yeah.
a thought.
I may have to play 12 Bar Blues.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah. You see exactly where we did that sort of routine. In terms of the background, as I said, I mean, I was just blown away by you guys last autumn when I actually saw you in action for the first time. But it is something which you could almost not describe it because it's not. I mean, we talk about a tribute band; it's more than that, really. I mean, I think what you actually do in terms of the range that you actually provide is really provide the audience with a snapshot, a transverse section of obviously Eric's experiences and so on.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice of you to say that. I mean, we are just fans of Eric's music, the same as the audience, and it is a bit of a shared experience, and we try to be quite light-hearted about it as well. An Eric Clapton concert's quite a serious affair, really, with, you know, lots of prolonged guitar solos, but we try to have a bit of banter as well, and we've got to play all the big hits. You know, Eric usually is playing something from his new album. For example, he's got a new album coming out in May. If he tours then, he'll have to play songs from that. But we stick with the big hits and all of the bands that he's played in over the years, and there's many of them.
Indeed, and yeah. you take us through that as well, because that was the other thing I noticed with respect to the audience, that I don't think there's a single number that actually went along without a certain amount of toe-tappy there. Possibly Wonderful Delight Tonight, which is a line where it's a bit more reflective, shall we say, on the whole system.
Yeah.
But
we always get lots of requests to play Wonderful Tonight. Generally, there's a lot of people have used it as their wedding song, you know, or it has some sort of happy memory for them when early in a relationship. So, that's a very popular song.
Now, I cannot believe, in terms of ticket prices, £15. Surely there's a decimal point out there. Surely this should be £150. I mean, I can't believe this.
Who do you think I am, Eric Clapton? That's the going rate, I think, for a tribute band. But at least with a tribute band, you know, it does what it says on the tin. And, we're preaching the converted. You know, hopefully we'll get a good crowd there who love Eric's music, and we can all enjoy the evening together.
Very much so. By the way, what were your thoughts on the Middlesbrough Theatre? Because if memory serves, that was the first time you'd actually performed in Middlesbrough.
Yeah, we had a very good night there. Really enjoyed it.
Excellent.
You know, it's an unusual location, isn't it? Right in the middle of a residential area.
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice theatre. Lovely staff. great sound engineer. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're already getting people are sort of saying, when are they going to return? So, you know.
It doesn't see the world. It's probably a couple of years.
Yeah.
Generally, we don't go back to any venue 1 year, you know, after a year.
Indeed.
Two or three years later.
Got to allow the things to lie fallow for a certain point of view.
Yeah.
I mentioned at the start, of course, that I was delighted to actually receive a copy of the CD. The CDs, are they still available in terms of Classic Clapton?
Yes, we'll have some CDs there with us. There's a single CD, which is a mixture of, mainly electric with a few acoustic songs, a bit like our show. And then we have a double unplugged album, which is kind of a tribute to the Eric Clapton unplugged album, which we recorded live in Belfast at the Waterfront Theatre. So that's a double album. It's a full band, but all acoustic music. And we also did a Cream tribute many years ago, and we recorded that, So that's just three of us playing just Cream songs.
And it's great stuff. And would you like to give some name checks to the rest of the guys who are in the band? Because I often feel that I know there is only one Mike Hall, but it's important to just sort of acknowledge the rest of the team as well.
Well, there's the longest-serving members, the drummer, Danny Davison, who joined in 1986, would you believe? So this year will be 30 years since he joined the band. And he's from Newcastle. The bass player's Dave Robson, who has been with us since the early 90s. He used to be at a band called Geordie with Brian Johnson, mm-hmm. who then left and joined AC/DC. Mm-hmm. So Dave's been with us, you know, for 25 years or so. And the youngest member of the band who joined in 2007 is Paul Warren, who was from Middlesbrough. He was born in Middlesbrough, grew up in the same sort of area as Chubby Brown and those sort of people. Mm-hmm. But he now lives in Darlington.
And there you have it. You know, it's all magic. I remember meeting Paul briefly, I think, last time. And, certainly it's Chubby Brown could not play as well as Paul. So just wanted to mention
that. No, but Paul isn't as funny as Chubby Brown either.
Well, I don't know. There were a few sort of areas.
You have his moments.
Tickets still, I think, just about available. Reminder, of course, it's Friday the 11th of March. So
yes.
Clearly...
week today.
Exactly. I mean, if you listen to this live...
7:30. And... there's some tickets left.
Exactly.
And it's a great place to go for a little weekend. If anyone wants to go down and get a B&B and spend a weekend there and have a good several pints of real ale on the night, I would recommend it.
And you can go to wegottickets.com. Obviously, if you want to go and book the tickets online, that's wegottickets.com. Or indeed, check out further information at massamtownhall.com. Those are the sort of go-to sites for that. We talked about, obviously, the albums are available. Are they available for download as well? I mean, can you actually access them through the sort of digital...
Not really, no. You can listen to snippets of them on our website.
Yeah.
And there's video on our website and also on YouTube. And also on Facebook. We have a Facebook site, you know, which is facebook.com/classicclapton. Yeah, Classic Clapton.
Exactly. It's a wonderful video. I was just looking at this morning.
If anybody wants the CDs, they've basically got to either come to one of our gigs or send an email via our website.
That's wonderfully traditional.
That way. Yeah.
Exactly, sir. Because I was sort of thinking, I'll just download a few more bits and pieces. But I thought, no. Anyway, Mike, it's been tremendous as ever, touching base with yourself. Massive, of course, you said, was it within our area? Well, Southside Broadcasting, it's more a way of life. Even if you're doing gigs in Los Angeles or New York, we'll still cover it. People have we have listeners over there, so it's all part of the whole thing. So it's been a delight sharing some thoughts with you, good self. 1 week, of course, 1 week before the actual curtain goes up from that point of view. We did say, obviously, this is the 30th anniversary celebration of Classic Clapton.
Yes.
Would you like to share some thoughts in terms of where you're going after Massam?
Well, I was actually going to retire, would you believe it?
No.
So, at the moment, we're restricting ourselves to just northeast gigs.
Mm.
So, at the moment, I've only got one other Classic Clapton gig arranged, and that is at Alnwick Playhouse on the 29th of April.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll, in the autumn, we'll possibly be doing one more show in Teesside or Yorkshire, and another one up in... Tyne and Wear, somewhere like that. And who knows, we'll get any more trips abroad. We've just come back from India, So we did three gigs in India. So so much for the retirement.
Well, you see, you can't. Great musicians can't retire. You carry on regardless. That's the important thing. I mean, it's years to go from that point of view. Mike, again, an absolute delight to actually meet with yourself. Hopefully, I'll catch up with you at another gig before too long as well, because it'd be good to.
Keep in touch, and just any time you want to come along, just let me know.
I take it you've had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today.
Yes, enjoy it very much.
Well, as ever, a delight, and it'll be available as a podcast. You might be listening to this as a podcast as we speak. Okay. So. I take it then you will return as well.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Yeah, I'd love to speak to you again.
Yay! Yay! Yay!